Container shipping. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the following related terms. Container. A large box in which commodities to be shipped are placed. Containerization. A shipment method in which commodities are placed in containers, and after initial loading, the commodities per se are not rehandled in shipment until they are unloaded at the destination. In 1955, Malcolm McLean, a U.S. trucking entrepreneur, came up with the idea of transporting entire truck trailers with their cargo still inside on a shipping vessel. He realized that it would be much simpler and faster to have one container that could be lifted from a vehicle directly onto a ship without first having to unload its contents. Buyers and sellers of goods recognized the potential of container shipping very early on, and in 1970, the International Standards for Container Size, ISO 1897, paved the way for container ships to be used to transport goods globally. Today, about 60% of world trade by value is containerized, and container use has been growing at 3.3% per year since 1996. Containers enable a number of small packages to be consolidated into large single-unit loads. Using containers reduces handling individual packaging, depending on cargo, cargo damage, insurance rates, and handling costs at docks and other transport terminals. Containers also help all transport modes load and unload quickly so that terminal utilization improves dramatically. Delivery time is speedier overall, which raises service levels. With container shipping, the container is handled, but the cargo inside the container is not. This alone has been responsible for multimodal transport's popularity. Some advantages to using containers include: small, non-bulk products are stored conveniently and safely for transport. Goods are secure and physically protected. Handling of containers is now being done in some ports using automated guided vehicles, AGVs, or unmanned autonomous vehicles, UAVs, designed to handle container movements. Containers can be stored outside. Some disadvantages include: fuel costs are higher due to container weight. Closed containers make smuggling contraband easier. Containers are susceptible to loss, especially at sea. The transport cost of empty containers is more than the containers are worth. This imbalance of trade leads to repositioning costs. There is a great imbalance of trade that results in a shortage of empty containers for shipping on both sides of the Pacific. These imbalances differ by container type. There is substantially more dry container cargo moving eastbound from Asian countries to North America and Europe, meaning these regions have a surplus of dry cargo containers. There is more perishable produce moving the opposite direction in reefer containers, so Asian countries have a surplus of reefer containers. Both shippers and consignees refuse or are reluctant to use reefer containers to load dry cargo due to their smaller loading capacity, due to the insulation construction and heavy empty container weight. Carriers are reluctant to reposition empty containers. Equivalent units. There are many different types of containers categorized by dry cargo or specific purpose. The transportation industry refers to all containers and container capacity in 20-foot equivalent units or sometimes in 40-foot equivalent units. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines 20-foot equivalent unit, TEU, as a measurement used to describe the carrying capacity of a cargo ship or a terminal's handling capacity. One TEU equals a standard 20-foot x 8-foot x 8-foot length x width x height shipping container. A 40-foot equivalent unit, FEU, is a measurement used to describe the carrying capacity of a standard 40-foot container, 40 feet or 12 meters long. One FEU is equivalent to two TEUs. Some countries use cubic meters in referring to the size of containers, container types. Container specific dimensions and capacity may vary due to manufacturer, container age, and container owner. For exact specifications, refer to the container's container safe convention, CSC plate, or the manufacturer's provided dimensions. Types of containers addressed here are general purpose, high cube, pallet wide, flat rack, open top, tank, temperature controlled, and out of gauge. General purpose containers. General-purpose containers with all sides enclosed are suitable for most cargo and are the most common of container types. They are also known as dry freight or standard containers. The most common are 20- and 40-foot dry containers, but 45-foot containers are also available. A typical 20-foot, 6-meter container adheres to freight container guidelines in ISO 668 and ISO 1496. Shippers can choose between aluminum and steel general-purpose containers. Aluminum containers are lightweight and ideal for air transport. Steel containers provide transit for food products and other materials that react with aluminum. Exhibit 6-26 shows a general-purpose container. Exhibit 6-26, general-purpose container. High cube containers. High cube containers are 9.5 feet, 2.9 meters, tall, which is taller than a general-purpose container, the container size used for determining T use, which are 8.5 feet, 2.59 meters tall. According to International Logistics by David, more than half of global container capacity is made up of 40-foot high cube containers. Because there is a restriction on the total weight of these containers, they are ideal for light, voluminous, or bulky cargo. These extra volume containers are made from steel or aluminum. See Exhibit 6-27. Exhibit 6-27 to 40-foot high cube container. Pallet-wide containers. For use with pallets, pallet-wide are an extra 6 centimeters wide in their internal dimensions, but retain the same outside dimensions as a standard dry container. High cube varieties of pallet-wide containers also exist. Flat track containers. Flat tracks are designed for cargo and heavy loads that need to be loaded from the side or top, for example, pipes and machinery. Some flat track containers may have corner posts or walls that may or may not be collapsible. These containers are usually equipped with rings on the inside for securing in-transit cargo with straps. Flat track containers are made of steel and come in 20 and 40 foot sizes. Exhibit 6-28 shows a flat track container. Exhibit 6-28 to 20-foot flat track container. Open top containers. In an open top container shown in Exhibit 6-29, the walls are made of steel and the floor is generally wood. The roof consists of removable bows and a removable tarpaulin for loading flexibility, and the door often swivels out to give flexibility to loading and discharging operations. Lashing rings are installed in the upper and lower side rails and the corner posts for securing the cargo. Exhibit 6-29, open top container. The open top container generally contains cargo such as timber and scrap metal, which is loaded from the top. This type of container is not appropriate for extra high cargo because the tarpaulin cover is required for stabilizing the container during transit. Open top containers are designated as top of stack since no other containers can be stacked on top of them. Open top containers may be subject to out of gauge charges. Open top containers come in 20 and 40 foot lengths. Tank containers. Exhibit 6-30 shows a tank container. Tank containers, also called liquid bulk containers, are designed for liquid cargo. The tanks themselves come in a wide range of shapes and sizes, but the outside dimensions of the frame conform to standard ISO-compliant outside dimensions. The outside dimensions of a 20-foot container are the norm. Other tank dimensions exist for some types of cargo, and some are not in ISO standard sizes. These will incur high fees for out-of-gauge cargo. These containers can hold between 17,500 to 26,000 liters, 4,600 to 6,900 gallons, depending on the purpose and design of the container. One safety requirement is that tankers should be 80% full and not more full than that, which is needed to prevent dangerous surging of the liquid in transit. Oil tanker thickness is typically around 0.2 inches, 0.5 centimeters. Tankers for petroleum products or chemicals are double-walled for environmental protection. Materials used to construct tankers may differ to suit their purpose. Exhibit 6-30, tank container. Temperature-controlled containers. Temperature-controlled containers, also known as reefers, are used to transport goods requiring refrigeration such as fruit, vegetables, dairy products, meat, films, plants, and pharmaceuticals. Reefers are insulated and fitted with refrigeration units that are connected to the transportation medium's electrical power supply. Air circulates around and through the load and then returns to the refrigeration unit. This circulation is repeated continuously while the unit is in operation. Adjustable ventilation holes allow fresh air exchange that avoids carbon dioxide buildup inside the container, an important consideration when transporting fruits and vegetables. Vents allow warm air to be expelled from the container. Note that reefers can supply warming as well as cooling air. Exhibit 6-31 shows a reefer container. Exhibit 6-31 to 20-foot reefer container. Out of gauge, OOG containers. Anything other than 20-foot and 40-foot general purpose or reefer containers conforming to standard ISO outside dimensions are considered out of gauge, OOG loads. This includes 45-foot containers, high cube containers, flat track containers, and open top containers. Ocean carriers add a surcharge for OOG containers to compensate them for the opportunity cost of unusable slots.